It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. According to a recent Post-Gazette headline, culture is driving a renaissance in Greensburg. The Westmoreland Museum of American Art is one of the city's leading cultural institutions. This weekend, the museum will celebrate its grand reopening. Judy O'Toole, president and CEO of the Westmoreland Museum of American Art, and Barbara Jones, curator for the museum, gave Essential Pittsburgh producer Marcus Charleston a preview of the museum's renovation.
What's taking place right here at the Westmoreland Museum of American Art?
Well, we're in the final stages of a two-year construction project, getting ready to reopen to the public the weekend of the 24th and 25th of October. So the existing building has been completely redone, and we're standing right now in one of the galleries in the existing building at the entrance to the new galleries in the East Wing, which is recently constructed and will house temporary exhibitions and contemporary art. We were actually closed for 2 years, and we went to a temporary location on Route 30 and operated out of there.
Now, I understand the temporary location was popular with people in the community.
The temporary location had more visibility than this museum does in downtown Greensburg. So we drew a different audience because people would drive by and be curious about it. It was very easy to find. And so we did draw more people, and we had a lot of fun there, and I think our visitors had fun there. It wasn't really the feel of a museum. It was much more casual.
Do you feel it brought new people to the museum who might become members once the renovation is completed?
I certainly hope so. You know, this region is very interesting. I think we certainly caught the attention of a lot of people who had never ventured downtown Greensburg that will do so now.
Now, Barbara, for that gallery space, the temporary gallery space, did you have to select the art that went there?
We did. We actually put out a call for artists before we left this building, and we had our first two pop-up exhibitions here in the building to sort of get a feel for it. And we put the call out for artists, and we had an overwhelming response. And these exhibitions changed, as Judy said, once a month. So every month was a new artist, a different body of work. And so it was a really fun thing, a good way to keep people interested in coming back to the museum.
Let's venture over to one of the new galleries that's going to be opened up once the renovation is completed. Could you tell us about this gallery that we're standing in right now?
Well, we're very proud of this gallery. It has 16-foot ceilings, which is very important. Our building was built to show historical art, which is a very different scale from contemporary, even post-1950 American art. So we're standing in a gallery with 16-foot-high ceilings. And it's divided into two spaces. The first will be where our temporary exhibitions go, so they will change about every 3 months. And then we actually added 1,000 square feet for a post-1950s contemporary gallery, which will be a permanent collection gallery. And right now it's housing for one of our opening exhibitions, selections from the Diane and Peter Janetta collection. And these were housed in their apartment in Pittsburgh, and so with the 16-foot ceilings and the all-white walls, they really shine in here, I think.
What is this renovation allowing the Westmoreland Museum of American Art to do that it couldn't do before?
Well, there's a whole litany of things. We have spaces within the museum now that we never had before. We have a small seminar room adjacent to a Works on Paper gallery on the third floor. We have a large community room where we can have our own educational events. Our jazz society will perform there. We can use it as rentals. We brought a lot more light into the building with this so that we can have a greater sense of transparency. People can actually look in the building, and I was noticing driving by, if you look in this huge window that's at the end of the cantilever, it obviously brings a lot of natural light into the gallery, but driving by, you look up, and we're putting up temporary walls right now that will be moved around to accommodate the different exhibitions. And so you look up into the space now and you see these white boxes, but you know that there's going to be art on them at some time. And so people just driving by the building will be able to look in, see what's on the walls, and it's a greater incentive to come inside than if you were looking at a brick wall.
Barbara, in your role as curator, did you have a say in how the new galleries should look?
Yes, I was really fortunate to be able to have a voice in that. And so we really had decided that we wanted a nice, tall space so that we could show contemporary art and we could show larger works. And so we were able to create these galleries to accommodate that. So the changing exhibition gallery now, which also has the same 16-foot ceilings in the East Wing, will now be able to accommodate everything from historical to contemporary.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. We're at the Westmoreland Museum of American Art in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, visiting with Judith O'Toole, President and CEO of the Westmoreland Museum of American Art, and Barbara Jones, Curator for the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. The paintings that you receive from the Scaife Collection, the Brandywine Museum receives some paintings as well. Will you be sharing those with the Brandywine? Will there be an exchange between both of your museums?
I'm sure that there might be. The process was round robin selection, and so they got to pick first because Mr. Scaife gave us a number of John Cain paintings, which are also on view now. So our first choice was also their first choice, so that was a heartbreak, but then we got a spectacular collection from it. We got very different things, and we're looking for different things, so we're very happy with what we got. We filled in gaps in our collection. Brandywine took things that we really couldn't use in our collection, so it worked out very happily.
John Cain, for those who might not know, is a Pittsburgh artist. Was it important to have his works featured here in your museum?
Oh, absolutely. There's a story behind those. We borrowed one or two of them from Mr. Scaife for an exhibition that we did, and before that we returned them, I called his secretary and said, you know, he has so many, maybe he could leave us one of these. And she said, well, I'll put that bug in his ear. She called me back about 2 minutes later and said, Mr. Scaife told me to tell you that he's still using them. So it was ironic that he left the five of them to us in his will. Very important paintings, they're very rare, and we did not have anything by John Cain in our collection. So now to have five, and as you say, he's Pittsburgh-based. He was a working man who painted on the side, and they're all of Pittsburgh scenes.
Now, Barbara, we've just talked about John Cain. Are there other southwestern Pennsylvania artists that are being featured prominently here at the Westmoreland?
There are. We have many southwestern Pennsylvania painters, and we have two really strong collections. One is our Born of Fire Scenes of Industry collection, representing the big steel era in Pittsburgh and the surrounding counties, and then the Southwestern Pennsylvania Landscapes, which is the scalp level school. And those we see as counterpoint collections, and so they are all local artists. I mean, they either were living in Pittsburgh for a time or were here, they grew up here, or some of them came in maybe to jury the Carnegie International or an Associated Artists of Pittsburgh exhibition. So we have those hung in salon style in the centermost gallery at the heart center of the museum. And so they can talk to each other now. They're on two different walls, and they really show how the landscape transformed from an agrarian agricultural landscape to an industrial one. So it's a really nice way to work with those collections now.
Judith, what's been the biggest challenge of this renovation?
It's hard to say what's been the biggest challenge. This is the largest building project I've been involved with. I was very involved. I went to the weekly construction meetings. I was on site on a regular basis. I'm an art historian, so I was really trying to learn the lingo, understand the issues. It is an existing building that we were renovating. The grounds that surround us were once a city neighborhood, so we found lots of foundations and surprises in the ground, no dead bodies, which was a good thing, and no ancient Native American relics, but it was a challenge. I think also we all took on a challenge when we went to the temporary location because we realized that we were operating at about 70% while still building a building and planning for the future. So I think for all of us, that was maybe the biggest challenge.
What does the future hold for the Westmoreland Museum of American Art?
We're feeling very optimistic about our future. We are really excited about the new building. It was designed by NEAD Architects out of New York City. They talked about all the things that we wanted to have happen here, transparency, comfort zone for the visitors. We're standing on cork floors, which are very easy on your feet. Lots of museums have hard surfaces and you get weary. The spaces, as Barbara said, are designed to accommodate the collections we have. We are the museum now that we've tried to be for a very long time. So we think our future is very great, and we hope our visitors and our audiences agree with that.
Do you see this renovation having a greater impact on the community?
I do. We currently have about a $1.5 million tourism impact when you consider some of the other locations that are around us, like Falling Water. We hope to make that number much larger to affect the community. There's also a lot of optimism in Greensburg right now. Somebody came in this morning to visit a staff member and said, "What a charming little town you have here, nestled in the hills." And then a great museum, lots of other great things going on here, good restaurants, shopping. We have the Palace Theater. So we hope that the museum will be a further stimulus and a big one for the economy of Greensburg.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus.
That was Westmoreland Museum of American Art President and CEO Judy O'Toole and curator Barbara Jones speaking with Essential Pittsburgh producer Marcus Charleston. The grand reopening celebration for the museum takes place this weekend. You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.